Okay, now that makes my mind freaky, okay? Because then you're, well, I guess if you're not carrying on exact peak on the input, then you could move that around. So you could technically dynamically bring channels up in and out and rotate and move around so the load is spread out even more evenly. But, oh, my question. On the phase, is there a caveat that the input jumpers are all on the input side of that 6-port? That was my first question. Because if it is, then I've seen it where there's a phase system that does that. But you have to have the exact same lengths on the inputs of it for it to work properly.
Back at the pictures, I think they are all basically the same length coming out of the PAs. It's certainly not something that you're assembling in the field and making up cables and jumpers there. It's definitely a factory build. But yeah, it kind of was a shock to my brain as well. You're watching this, so when the staging engineer was explaining that there's nothing dedicated to a specific channel like that, you're like, what? So, part of the testing, they're disabling control channels and, making it so that we can, cause a system busy and, demonstrate queuing and stuff like that. And as he's, disabling channels in the grid, all of a sudden you see lights on the transceiver cards. They're like blinking all over, reshuffling, and you see control rolling around, moving into different spots. Like, wow, that was kind of freaky cool to watch.